Hello everybody. Hello, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to the channel. Well, just yesterday the news came through that Rassemblement National had won the parliamentary elections in France. So President Emmanuel Macron, he had his party La République En Marche, which is like roughly Republic on the Move. France is a republic, so they often just say the Republic, meaning France. So he called the legislative elections early as his presidential prerogative. There's both a president, a prime minister in France. President's obviously the head of state, serves a five-year term, two terms maximum, and Macron is most of the way through his second term. Now, ideally, he, and it already so always has been he, the president so far, will find a prime minister from his own party. In fact, they've only had one woman who's ever served as prime minister, Edith Cresson, an ill-starred president from 1992 to 93, that people said that was only because she'd briefly been the mistress of Divan le Terrible, as in François Mitterrand, the president who appointed her shortly before he had to retire. Anyway, it's shaken some people to the core that National Rally, to give it some English translation, has won. So because if we go back to when it first rose to prominence in the 70s, it was an openly racist party. So wanted the non-white immigrants out, disliked Eastern European immigrants, was lukewarm about immigrants from neighboring countries like Spain or Italy. Now they integrated more easily. They find it very simple to master the French language. They come from countries which are, you know, culturally fraternal countries. Moreover, if they have any religious denomination, it's Catholic Christianity. So they were like that. The National Front, as they were often people who regretted that France had capitulated over Algeria, things like that, ferociously anti-communist, in some ways left-wing on economic issues, want sort of higher tax on the rich, redistribution, more welfare, protection of agriculture, didn't want jobs exported, things like that, really wanted to uphold French culture. And took a ferociously hard line on law and order, regretted the way that the guillotine was abolished in the early 1980s. So they're led by Jean-Marie Le Pen for decades. He retired. He's about 90 years of age then. Then his daughter, Marine Le Pen, for some time. Now, he certainly wasn't everybody's cup of cha. There were attempts to assassinate him and so forth. So though he often lacerated the Catholic Church, he was there very anti-Islam and said, we're at least sort of culturally Catholic. But it's changed. It's got a new, more moderate image. It's got considerable power. I mean, I know I briefly worked in France in the PACA region, as in Provence, Alpes, Côte d'Azur, the south, east of France on the Mediterranean coast, which is the area where PACA is particularly strong, partly because it's considerable immigration from Morocco, Algeria, and Tunisia. Now, many of these people of North African ancestry, they are French citizens. In some cases, their ancestors have been there for a century. So I'm certainly not racist or religionist, and I recognize that a Frenchman or a Frenchwoman is French, regardless of ethnicity or religion, especially as it's a secular country. Someone who's a Muslim is just as French as someone who's an atheist or a Buddhist or anything. And likewise, France is going to be colorblind. The French government does not collect data on people's ethnicity, color, religion, so forth, saying that the state is completely indifferent to that is a private matter. Some people say, well, one of my black French friends said, well, that's the theory, but not the reality. So we'll go on. But they've changed since then, and they do have non-white French people who are members of the party. They've got a new cadre image, and they've got a new leader, Jordan Bardella, who's partly Algerian himself, mostly Italian in his ancestry. So obviously there's been consternation amongst the left saying that this poses an existential threat to France. So Gabriel Attal, the first gay prime minister of France, he's going to lose his job because, you know, there's just not a parliamentary majority to back him up. Coming to thing called cohabitation, whereby the president has to work with a prime minister who's from a different political system. Because when the Fifth Republic founded in like about 1960, when de Gaulle was called out of retirement at Colombie-les-Deux-Églises, his home village in northeast France, and they revised the constitution to give very broad authority to the president, and there's also a prime minister, assuming it would be a Gaullist, and that's an ideology that's going to this day. Les Républicains is the party that's really the standard bearer of Gaullism. These parties are always renaming themselves in France. Would have a Gaullist prime minister to cooperate with, and that worked well for a while. But several times since then, you've had a left-wing president and a right-wing prime minister, or vice versa. But, you know, they're often a uniparty mush in the middle. So-called right-wingers in France are quite sort of left-wing economically compared to the United States, the United Kingdom, or various other countries. Fairly high tax and high taxation, high regulation, really trying to keep unemployment down. A lot of subsidies to the arts and things like that, or anything like the film industry, things that they think are emblematic of French culture to do with cheese, wine, farming. I mean, for a highly advanced Western economy, France got an awful lot of farmers. You take the United Kingdom, about 1% of the population are farmers. In France, it's much higher. It's almost 10%. And so they're really behind the common agricultural policy of the European Union as a way to artificially inflate prices. A lot of people, French people, are proud to call themselves farmers, even peasants. Even they don't. Even her cousin owns a farm, visits there a few times a year, but feels that she has some sort of visceral connection to the soil. There's something authentically fresh about that. Wanting to eat the provender, which is the produce of her own acre or hectare, as I should say. Anyway, they're 577 seats, and Rassemblement National doesn't quite have that. So the moment there's droit du sol, anyone who's born in France, they have the right to French citizenship. They don't have to claim it, but they want to get rid of that. There's some dual citizens. Like 3.5 million people saying, well, they will not be allowed to have certain jobs. They're not going to ban them from all jobs and so on. So Macron clearly made a strategic blunder in calling this early election. Let me see. There are different blocks to come forward. There's Popular Front of these left-wing parties trying to stop the Rassemblement National doing too well. There's Macron Ensemble. That's really people who were in La République en Marche, you know, Macron's party to begin with, who didn't do very well at all. But the Green Party has a significant presence in French politics. So the Greens are there as part of this left-wing bloc. You know, they're communists in France as well. Some people think that's a reasonable position. They had a high turnout, 67%, perhaps surprising. It's usually times of crisis that it was like that. They have two-stage voting in France, you see, because in a constituency, if a candidate gets over 50% the first round, he or she is elected, it's over. But if no candidate gets over 50% the first time, as usually happens, then they eliminate the lower placed candidates and the top two candidates go through to a second round and fight out for the constituency. That's the way the presidential elections work, also in France, in Romania, in Russia, except that Putin has never gone to a second round because he's always supposedly won on the first round. Certainly Rassemblement National is going to be a major party. But they're not into depriving people of non-white French people of their citizenship unless they're dual citizens, forcing them to choose. They definitely want to appease Putin, say that France shouldn't be hosting Ukrainian refugees, saying that Russia's done nothing against France. You know, Ukraine is none of our business. We don't care. We're not for the invasion. We're not against it. But we shouldn't be giving them any aid. No risk to France. Totally against Macron's idea of sending troops to Ukraine. So they flirted with the idea of withdrawing from the European Union. But at the moment, they don't want that. They just said that the Council of Europe, as in the heads of government of all the EU member states, should proposed legislation and not the European Commission. And it said that French laws should be able to take priority over European laws. They no longer will want to withdraw from the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. They're not as isolationist as they used to be, right? They want proportional representation because they do better in that one, because a lot of the other parties gang up against them. So they're always going to be a sizable force in French politics. People are trying to freeze them out. How bad are they? People say, oh, it's dog whistle stuff and things like that. They're doing much better amongst women than they used to be. So people are always calling them far right. I don't think that's fair, actually. I think in the old days it was true. So they want to stop allowing kosher butchering and halal butchering, saying it's cruel to animals. Why do we have an exemption from one religion against it goes against laïcité, which you must have equality? So they're libertarians. They do believe in personal freedom, as they're not prosecuting people for hiring sexual services. That was criminalized about 8 years ago in just an outrageous attack on liberty by feminist bigots. Yes, yeah, so they definitely want to bring immigration down. Okay, so that's what they're about. So French politics will tack to the right, and is heartened, I suppose, Reform UK, even though Nigel Farage, leader of Reform UK, disclaims any connection to them. Thank you so much for watching my channel. What do you think? Is it a far-right party? People say they're fascist, racist, Islamophobic. Is that true? Thank you for watching. Please make sure you subscribe to my channel on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.